like someone else had instincts to protect, to hide me away.
Then you should have prepared yourself better. You seem to be going along just fine with it, until Kira said—
I will kill anyone who harms you. I will kill them, and take a damn long time doing it. Go ahead. Hate me, despise me for it.
You are my friend. I hated the tears that slipped down my face. I didn't even know why I was crying. Perhaps for the fact that it had felt real on that throne with him, even for a moment. And it likely hadn't been. Not for him.
You're my friend, and I understand that you're High Lord. I understand that you will defend your true court and punish threats against it. But I can't... I don't want you to stop telling me things, inviting me to do things, because of the threats against me.
Darkness rippled, and wings tore from his back.
I am not him. I will never be him. Act like him. He locked you up and let you wither and die.
He tried—
Stop comparing me to him.
I blinked.
You think I don't know how stories get written? How this story will be written?
Reese put his hands on his chest, his face more open, more anguished than I'd seen it.
I am the Dark Lord who stole away the Bride of Spring. I am a demon and a nightmare, and I will meet a bad end. He is a Golden Prince, the hero who will get to keep you as his reward for not dying of stupidity and arrogance.
The things I love have a tendency to be taken from me.
I recalled his words from under the mountain, but they were now kindling to my temper, to whatever pit of fear was yawning open inside of me.
And what about my story? What about my reward? What about what I want?
What is it that you want, Feyre?
I didn't know anymore.
What is it that you want, Feyre? I thought so. Perhaps you should take some time to figure that out one of these days.
Perhaps I don't know what I want, but at least I don't hide what I am behind a mask. At least I let them see who I am, broken bits and all. Yes, it's to save your people. But what about the other masks, Reese? What about letting your friends see your real face? But maybe it's easier not to. Because what if you did let someone in? What if they saw everything and still walked away? Who could blame them? Who would want to bother with that sort of mess?
Then, most powerful High Lord in history flinched, and I knew I'd hit too hard, too deep. Reese.
Let's go home.
The word hung between us, and I'd wondered if he'd take it back, even as I waited for my own mouth to bark that it wasn't home. But the thought of the clear, crisp blue skies of Valaris at sunset, the sparkle of the city lights. Before I could say yes, he grabbed my hand, not meeting my stare, and winnowed us away.